Let's do the carry out, shall we? All right, here are today's top stories. So what does the Kushner news mean? Well, it means that we're going to have a real heavy Trump-Russia holiday weekend. Just when we thought we could grill out and have a fun weekend without talk about Trump and Russia, well, that's been squashed. We'll talk about all this coming up when we reload the news at 8 o'clock. Hillary Clinton gave a commencement speech today at Wellesley College and did better than most stand-ups. Jokes about laundry and grandkids are just killing it on college campuses these days. She also went to chastise Trump, invoke Nixon, beat up on the proposed budget. I'll tell you all about the speech, but you know what? I'll just email you. Some critics say that Clinton should just stop talking about Donald Trump since she lost the election. I'd usually say absolutely yes, but then you'd have to say that the president should stop talking about how she lost the election, right? Let's all agree that nobody wants either of them to talk about either of them again. Are we cool? I think we're cool. Chinese fighter jets intercepted our Navy jets off the South China Sea today and did unsafe maneuvers, like throw on the brakes and let them fly right by. We're buzzing the tower. That's pretty much all I know about fighter jets. Wait, Lou Gossett Jr., was he involved? Anyway. No one was hurt, but it adds to the tension in that part of the world as our militaries judge the size of each other's carriers. Big weekend in Chicago. Traditionally, this weekend is a violent one, so we'll see what's in store for police and communities. The superintendent said they'll have 1,300 extra cops patrolling this weekend. But as we heard last night from FOP President Kevin Graham, a lot of the officers are being called in on days off, and that could mean a fatigued force. Something to pay attention to. The police started the weekend with, quote, Operation Bunny Trap, which is not about keeping the bunnies away from my flowers. That's what I thought at first, maybe it was. Nope, it's about seizing guns and arresting gangbangers on the South Side. 50 arrests after a two-year probe. One of the arrestees was a violence interrupter with Ceasefire, who the police say allegedly was also a gangbanger. How does that work? That's quite a conflict. I wonder if this dude was targeting other gangs just to get him off the streets, so more turf for him. You got to get off the streets for a better life. And so I can have this block. Seriously, I need this block. Political mascots are back. Remember when Rauner had the Quinocchio mascot that would follow Quinn during the last gubernatorial campaign? Well, that really worked because I guess that's the 21st century political playbook. Democrat candidate J.B. Pritzker introduced today. Tick-tock the budget clock. A guy who dresses in a felt clock costume is going to chase Governor Rauner around to remind him that the clock is ticking on the budget crisis. Really? Is there one political consultant group that focuses on mascots, and do they get paid? Or is it just a hobby? Or do you think this was conjured up by the intern in the office? I got an idea. I give TikTok the budget clock 1 star. First, because clocks can't be mascots. Second, because it's a mascot, right? Do we really need that in Illinois politics right now? More felt costumes? Who's paying for these felt costumes? If I find out I'm paying for these felt costumes... I mean, it's one thing with all the face paint and the Quinocchio. I mean, that was really good. There's a lot that went into that. I've ordered felt costumes in the past. It costs money. If I find out, that's an investigation right there. Well, if it wasn't enough for you to get sick by the food, now Chipotle's letting us know that their credit card information was compromised by malware. So 2 strikes. I mean, if they go one step further and say, take the barbacoa off the menu, I'm done. Until then, more corn, please. I'll take a little bit more corn. What do you got with the little tomatoes? So this news will freak you out. Scientists say that snakes may actually hunt in packs. So a pack of wild snakes could be slithering closer to your porch right now. So enjoy the weekend. Chicago beaches are open, but the water is super cold. No tornado watch. Tornado watch and dangerously cold water. So enjoy the beach, but don't. It's a perfect metaphor for life right now, isn't it? And of course, this is the Memorial Day weekend where everyone trashes the beach as if it's some sort of tradition. So if you go to the beach this weekend, pick up your Dorito bag. That's all we're asking, right? In weather, tornado watches, which I guess is like Baywatch without the boy shorts. No, tornado watches and warnings. Come on, appropriate way to kick off the big summer weekend. by scaring us indoors. In sports, we'll skip the sports because Sam Penianovic is coming in to talk about all the stuff I have, except for the fact that it is 90s weekend at the Cell. And some of those teams, some of the guys will be back. Bobby Howery, Keith Foulke, James Baldwin. The Sox have to be one of the only teams in sports that continually reference an unfinished season as part of their glorified past. We would have won if there wasn't a strike. And to honor everybody who was part of the team that could have won if we didn't have a strike. Here's your almost rings. And finally tonight, somehow it's Friday and we already know who won the weekend box office. Pirates of the Caribbean looks to be the winner. I can't tell if this is a sequel or a remake, which I guess doesn't matter because it's got Johnny Depp. Baywatch is also out and doesn't look good. I think it's pretty obvious why the movie didn't do well. Which of the movie stars posed in Playboy, right? I mean, they didn't? Oh, well, do you think we really watched the TV show with Pamela Anderson and Donna DeErico for the lifeguarding form? I mean, seriously, you got to take it all off, Rock. All of it. I mean, that's just Baywatch. All right, that's a carryout for May 26, 2017. If you're attending International Male Leather this weekend, we've got coupons. All right, Penianovic in studio next. Cubs, Sox, and which team should we root for and against in the NBA Finals? It's a tough call. Download 720 WGN. Stay with us.